Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, coming to you live from northern France. Spent the past week here, and as many of you know, I'm an avid sailor, so we were attending the boat show in La Rochelle. Some amazing, amazing boats in the water there. And today, I want to talk to you about coaching and why you need coaching. But first, let's say a quick thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. International Coffee Farms owns and operates 10 specialty coffee farms in Boquete, Panama. These farms are divided into half-acre parcels, and they can be purchased for as little as $18,000. As a landowner, you profit from the cash flow generated by these properties in perpetuity. The idea of a safe, diversified offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We're back. Coaching is not what many people think it is. It's not mentoring. It's a very similar word. It sounds similar in terms of what people think it means, but it's not quite the same. A mentor is an advisor, someone who you work with from time to time, and it could be formal or informal, but a coach is different. A coach is someone who works with you on a regular basis in a very structured type of conversation, helping you develop your business. This is an important part of your business development, and I've always had a coach. Whenever I choose a coach, I want someone who has been there, who's done that, who's achieved the level of success that I aspire to achieve. And so it's important to pick someone. So let me tell you about some of the coaches that I've had and some of the ones that I continue to work with today. Chief among them is a man named Nito. Nito's an extraordinary gentleman. He's a business owner. He owns Great Harvest Bread Company. He is the president of High Point University. He is in the Horatio Alger's Association for Distinguished Americans. And he owns a media relations firm. He's just a great, great individual. And I love whenever I get a chance to spend time with Nito. Sadly, Nito has been so busy that he's no longer coaching any longer, so I don't get to spend as much time with him as I used to. My current coach is a gentleman named George Ross. George is an extraordinary man. He's 91 years old, and I get to speak with him every few weeks. I love what I learn from George. He has so much wisdom. I love every minute we spend together. I work with someone who has coached Olympic athletes, and he has been wonderful, wonderful to work with. Now, quite frankly, not every single coaching engagement is perfect. My very first coaching engagement was not the right fit for me, someone who was taking my business in a direction that ultimately is not where I needed to go. So you want to make sure that you select the right coach. But what a coach does for you is they shave time frames. They can save you a week, a month, or maybe even a decade off of your business development. Most of the time, you've got some kind of blockage that's preventing you from achieving your objectives. And it might be within yourself, it might be within your team. And it's their job to identify what that is and help you go through a transformation. So there's two parts to coaching. The first is transformative. The second is focused on execution. And both are vitally important. You can't achieve your goals with just one and not the other. Coaching is never one size fits all. You may have one limitation in your business. Could be execution, could be financial management, could be marketing and sales. It could be leadership. You'd never know. It's never one size fits all. And it's the job of the coach to identify what is that constraint that's preventing the business from moving forward and to help you grow past that. Now, that might mean making changes within the organization, might mean bringing additional skills that are lacking. Often that is the case, where if something is not being done properly, it's because you don't have the right people in the right chairs performing that function. The key is to get the right people performing the function. So, whenever you have a gap, it's usually because there's a lack of skill in some particular area. You've got the wrong people. Coaches enable you to bridge the gap between your experience and what's possible. They can illuminate the path. They can show you the path to get there. I wouldn't be doing the types of projects that I'm doing today were it not for my coaches. I simply wouldn't have the visibility of the path. I wouldn't be able to figure out how to get there from here. The evolution that might have taken me a decade has really taken me much, much shorter time period because of the coaches that I've had. So you're thinking about that. Think about the goals for your business and why you might not have achieved them, and a coach might be the answer. Have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.